The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. All of you listeners who are well acquainted with Lum and Abner know that Lum is famous for his very active imagination. But even Lum, for all of his imagination, admits that he can't exaggerate when it comes to talking about the kind of relief that Alka-Seltzer offers for acid indigestion. Lum says that the only way a person can appreciate just how effective Alka-Seltzer can be is to try it. And that's the truth, friends. Words can't begin to describe how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel when acid indigestion causes you discomfort. Now, there's a sound scientific reason why Alka-Seltzer is so effective, but I don't think you're especially interested in that, for what you want to know is, can it really relieve my acid indigestion? And the answer to that is yes. Try it and see. You can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, by the package, and also by the glass at the soda fountain. Remember, when you take Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion, you feel better fast. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner accidentally discovered a small sack of diamonds in a secret compartment of a box of insurance papers, which a stranger left with them for safekeeping. The old fellows now have reason to believe the diamonds are part of a famous collection owned by a Mrs. Barrington of Kansas City, and they fear they might have been stolen. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum alone at the store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Where in the world have you been?
I've been out looking for you.
You walked right out and left the store wide open, too.
Well, we all do. Just let folks jot down on that pad there what they take.
That's the way they used to do. Can't leave the door wide open with this bank in here. Liable to come back someday and find where somebody has took $1,000 out of the safe and jotted down on the pad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got sort of worried about you. You never showed up.
Well, I got a chance to ride into the county seat with Cedric, and I just got back about a half hour ago.
What'd you go into the county seat for?
I wanted to get a Kansas City paper to see if I could find anything in the paper about them diamonds being stolen.
Oh, what all does it say about them?
Don't say nothing. Leastways, I can't find it.
Well, it looks like if they'd been stole, they'd had something there in the paper about it.
Well, it's been several days since that feller left that box with the diamonds in it here for the safekeeping. Might have been a week or so before they were stole.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you keep thinking they're stole anyway, Lum.
Just because the feller said there wasn't nothing but insurance papers in the box. And we found out later them diamonds was in it.
Yeah.
And he said his name was John Devereaux, and them insurance papers is all made out to Malcolm Kilgore.
Well, that still ain't no proof that he stole them.
No, but it sure looks like it. Squire Skimp said he knowed a feller by the name of Malcolm Kilgore that married into the Barrington family in Kansas City.
I know, I heard him.
And he said he read in the paper a while back where Mrs. Barrington had bought a famous collection of diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, putting two and two together and adding it up careful, it looks to me like Mr. Devereaux, or Kilgore, or whatever his name is, has run off with his mother-in-law's jewelry.
Well, if you think he stole them, well, maybe we ought to call the police and tell them what we got out here.
No, I've been thinking about that, Abner. We ain't supposed to know what's in that box, you know.
We ain't, huh?
Well, might get ourselves in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And another thing, if they are a famous collection of diamonds, there'll be a big reward offered for them. Our grannies, we can just keep it quiet till we hear something about it.
Doggies, I never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. I've taken out a subscription for the Kansas City paper so we can be on the lookout for it.
You say there weren't nothing in there about no robbery at all in that paper you got there?
No, I looked all through it.
What, did you look in the lost and found columns?
Why, no, silly. They don't put nothing about a robbery in the lost and found column.
Well, maybe they weren't stolen. She might have just lost them.
Look, I guess I hadn't thought about that.
Why, sure she might have.
Look here. Yeah. Here's a classified section. I think that's the same thing.
Well, if they're lost, I know they'll give a reward to get them back. They always do. Says so in there.
Real estate for sale.
Huh?
For rent.
Which?
Both.
Huh?
Musical instruments. Lost and found. Here it is. Lost. One Irish setter.
Irish setter?
That's what it says here.
Don't reckon that's old Pat O'Fallon, do you? All he did for years is sit there in front of Dick Huddleston's store and whittle and argue politics.
No, I don't reckon it's Pat. Lost, strayed, or stole. 3-year-old Mexican hairless. Answers to the name of Poochie.
For goodness sakes. Well, that's a shame, ain't it?
Yeah, they're more likely to find him, though.
Well, he might have run off. Reckon how he lost all his hair so quick.
So quick?
It says he's just 3-year-old on it.
They're born that way.
I know it, Lom, but you'd think a kid 3-year-old have some hair. Generally, them Mexican children's got a thick head of hair, right, Black?
Wait a minute. You don't think they're talking about a little boy, do you? Says answers to the name of Poochie.
That's a boy's name, ain't it?
Poochie's a dog's name.
Well, no wonder the kid run off then. Give him a dog's name at a way. Maybe he got mad and tore his hair all out. I would.
This is a dog they're talking about, Abner. Mexican hairless is a dog from Mexico.
Oh. Doggies, he is lost if he's strayed clean up to Kansas City. He's a long ways from home.
The dog more than likely lives in Kansas City. That's his home.
What's he going around saying he's lost for then?
He more than likely strayed away from home.
Oh, yeah. Heading back for Mexico, I reckon. Doggies, I bound you that bald head would get kind of cold up there around Kansas City.
They're not bald-headed, Abner. They get that name because they ain't got no hair at all. They're a hairless dog.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Doggies, I'd love to see one. Make a good squirrel dog for around here, wouldn't it? Squirrels would all come out on a limb just to look at him. You could just pop them off one at a time.
I don't see a thing in here about no diamonds. Grannies, I still believe they're stole, though.
Well, why don't you write her and ask her, Lom?
Yeah, I could do that, I reckon. Don't have to tell her we've got them.
Why, no.
Just tell her we heard she's got a famous collection of diamonds and ask her if she's lost them.
Sure. I believe that's the best thing to do. For if we keep stole property here and don't say nothing about it, well, we're just might not as guilty as the robbers.
That's right, ain't it? That's access to a crime.
Sure, Ted.
Believe I'll call Squire Skimp and ask him what her husband does, or if he'd know where to address a letter so as I could reach him.
Yeah, Squire will know, yeah.
I don't know where Squire'll be home this time of day or not.
Oh, he don't come out till the sun gets lower. Long in the shank of the evening when it gets cool, he stays there in the house. Reckon how much reward she's offering, Mom?
I don't know, Evan. I don't even know for sure they're her diamonds. Hello, Squire.
If it's $10,000.
Why, this is Lom.
40 cents.
Yeah, you know, you was talking yesterday about seeing an article in the paper a while back about this Miss Barrington from Kansas City buying a famous collection of diamonds.
40 cent knife.
Well, do you know how I could get in touch with Mr. Barrington and what kind of business he's in? Oh, she is. Uh-huh. Well. Uh-huh. Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd write and ask her something about it. Uh-huh.
Talk all day on the phone.
Well, what's her give name or her initials?
Yeah, Prattle.
J. Simpson Barrington, huh? And you think just Kansas City will get her all right, huh? Well, it ought to if they're that well-known in town. All right, Squire. Much obliged to you. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Miss J. Simpson Barrington.
Uh-oh.
He says he thinks she's a widow woman because that article said the wife of the late J. Simpson Barrington.
Well, just because a feller's late getting someplace, that don't mean he's dead, does it?
No, but they generally say that when somebody's passed on that way.
Oh. Doggies, I'm going to start getting places on time.
He says he thinks if I just address the letter to her at Kansas City, she'll get it all right.
She will, huh?
Says they're awful prominent people. Richie's bought them land.
Hey, Doggies, we might get a good reward out of this. You know what, Lom?
Widder woman, huh? Be funny if her and me was to...
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking.
What?
Oh, sounds silly. But it would be funny.
What would be funny?
Well, I was just thinking, if I was to rescue her diamonds for her, and she'd fall in love with me over it, and me and her would get married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see her now, sitting up there in that great big house, so lonesome she can't hardly stand herself.
Poor little thing.
Bound you, she's beautiful, too. I can see her now. Big blue eyes, and golden curls hanging down her back, and braids.
braids hanging down her back, why, you know she's older than that, Lum.
That's right, Ann. More than after you got an updo now. That's the latest thing in a woman's haircut, or style, or whatever you call it.
Well, you never did see her. How do you know what she looks like?
I can picture what she looks like, Ana. More oil wells than she knows what to do with.
Oil wells?
Don't you know Squire said yesterday they was rich oil people?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That automatically make me president of them. L. Edwards Oil Company. L. Edwards president. I can see that name going by on oil cars on freight trains right now. Long trains of them. L. Edwards Oil Company. L. Edwards Oil Company. L. Edwards Oil Company. L. Edwards Oil Company.
Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
What's that?
Boxcar lumber just went by.
For goodness sake. Feller try to talk serious and you want to josh about it.
Well, Lom, you're making a plumb goose out of yourself, falling in love with somebody you never have even saw.
I never said I was falling in love with her. But if she wants to think I'm a hero for finding them diamonds and falling in love with me, I ain't going to let all that money she's got stand in the way.
No. Well, if you're going to write the letter, let's get started and mail it this afternoon. I'm anxious to get that reward.
Well, we can't send a letter this afternoon. I can't get no picture developed in that length of time.
Picture?
Yeah, I was just thinking she might think we was the ones that stole them diamonds. I think I better put a picture of myself in the letter, standing in front of that sign out there in front. Pine Ridge United Bank. L. Edwards, president.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Well, well, well. What do you know about that? Yes, and what do you know about the quick, pleasant relief that Alka-Seltzer offers for the muscular aches and pains and fatigue that frequently follow a hard day's work? You ever tried it? Well, you should, for Alka-Seltzer offers a remarkable kind of twofold relief for this common after-a-busy-day ailment. You see, Alka-Seltzer helps you to get the relief you want for those tired, aching muscles and the alkalizer you need to help speed recovery from your fatigue itself. No wonder these analgesic alkalizing tablets are being used by countless thousands of men and women who have to work hard for a living. And you're missing out on a mighty good thing if you don't take Alka-Seltzer for muscular aches and pains and fatigue, too. Try it whenever a hard day at work takes its toll. You'll feel better fast. Just ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer, and the sooner the better.